In New York City today, the cleanup at the World Trade Center came to a halt so that families of the victims could attend a memorial service at the site. It was the first time many had been to the site since the attacks of September 11th. NPR's Jim Zaroli attended the service. He joins us now from New York. There have been a lot of memorial services in New York, Jim, since September 11th. Why another one now?
Well, there have been services for the individual victims. This was a big outdoor public service for all the families. You have to remember that there have been very few bodies recovered from the site, about a tenth of those who are missing, really, and it's not clear how many of them ever will be recovered. So one of the things the city was doing today was presenting each of the families with an urn containing debris from the site. I think they felt that doing this would help a lot of them find closure. A lot of the families also had never been to the site, and being there, standing on the edge of this great disaster site. I mean, I've been up close to it several times now, and each time it just hits you in a different way. So I think some in the city felt that this would just be one more step in the grieving process for the victims' families.
What was the service like?
It was very moving. We were standing outside under this just brilliant, beautiful autumn sky, very cold day. Right in front of these horribly mangled, twisted metal buildings, the buildings that were part of the Trade Center complex, but were not knocked down completely. Quite a dramatic sight. There were a lot of very well-known people were at the service. Mayor Giuliani, Governor Pataki, they didn't speak. The speakers were all religious leaders: Catholic, Muslim, Jewish, and Protestant. One of the first speakers was Cardinal Egan of the New York Archdiocese. He was actually very forceful. He said the people who died in the Trade Center had their lives snuffed out by villains. Here's some of what he said.